Okay. I don't know if this is working. I hope it is.
It would suck if it didn't.
Yeah, I would really hope it's working. But anywho, welcome to our very first podcast of Eric and Sean's Reality Check, where we talk about anything and everything, and legit everything. So we'll get into depth in what we talk about.
There's
maybe I'm
no
too close to the mic.
Anything. It's creepy.
Anywho, I really hope this is working.
Yeah.
I hope our mic, because we're using only one laptop at the moment.
It's like, do I have to sit like really close to it?
No, I think it's like a.
It just picks it up.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties.
We're always having technical
difficulties. Yeah, you can be like 1.5 feet away. So 12 inches and a little bit more. Anywho, so that's cool. So, since our topic is anything and everything, what the hell are we going to talk about?
I have no idea. Yeah. This is so weird.
All right. Yeah.
We're just going to have to like delete this after we.
No. We have to keep it.
No.
We'll look back on this and we'll be like, oh my God, we were really horrible because maybe one of our mics wasn't working.
There's just one guy talking.
Just one guy. I really hope maybe the other mic will pick it up. But oh shit, look at that. Wait, what's this thing?
We got no. That's a.
Oh, okay, Zaxman. Okay.
I was like, "Whoa!" Is someone actually? I said,
"Look at
this."
No one's gonna be listening.
No,
to this.
No one's gonna be listening to this.
I really like this Podbean live thing though, because I gotta have guests and call-ins.
Yo, we could just have like a bunch of people
just
here.
Come
just,
in
like,
and be like, "Hey!"
Everyone's just screaming at each other.
Oh my God! But anywho, yeah. So we recently just graduated high school, and now we're working, which is fun. Right?
Yeah, no. It's
not. I mean,
adulting is difficult.
It's all right.
Every kid says it, but I'm confirming it. It is actually difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of miss school a little bit.
No, I was talking about that with Bri.
Oh, yeah.
Brianna's our friend.
Yep,
for those that will never be listening.
Mm-hmm.
But,
No, keep going. Keep going.
Okay, yeah. But, like, we were talking about that, and I was just like, yeah, I miss school a lot. There was an actual Oh fuck! There was a schedule. Like,
I liked
waking up at 7 every morning. Like, I'd wake up and then just fucking leave for school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it.
Yep. Hey, we have somebody in here. How's it going, buddy?
That is surprising.
Yeah.
You're but in anyway, for a ride.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyways, yeah, I kind of missed this whole schedule of high school and stuff.
Like, I mean, the classes sucked.
Yeah.
But, like,
I mean, it's just weird because now working in a paper factory, it's kind of weird because everyone there is older than me. I'm the youngest one there. And back in high school, it was kind of like the opposite because I stood back in first grade. So I was able to like not be, you know, a top dog or anything, but I was older, but I still looked young. But the thing is, you're around people like almost your same age, and you would have conversations with people almost all the time. And now in work and what I do, it's not like that anymore. It's just like you're doing your own thing, and when the time is done, you leave and you're at home, and then you go to bed and do the same thing again.
Nah, everyone just bitches at me at work.
Yeah,
because I'm like an apprentice basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, "Yeah, you're probably stupid," but I'm like, "Not really. I know how to do this. This is really easy, actually."
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. You.
Well, that's all cool and stuff.
For the one person that is listening, I am a welder. We both were welders, but I actually went into the trade.
I work in a paper factory and still figuring out life as we go. But so far, so good. You know.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Working at a paper factory has its props and everything. So.
Can he say anything to us?
He probably could if he typed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, all right,
maybe
let me type.
Laughed again.
No, yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I'm just gonna be like, "Hey, what's up?" Aw, damn it! Reality check has lowercase r. I tried to change that.
I thought you did change that.
I did. That's weird. No, it's listeners too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what that means?
Yep.
Total two.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Wow. You're gonna be like on the board, man, or girl. I don't know who you are, but you know we're gonna have a plaque one day that has all our listeners
like,
on it.
This is the
first one. You're gonna be the first one, man.
This is how it starts. Just with one.
Just with one, and then it grows. Oh man. Oh, and also, should we talk about what we do here? You know, like game wise.
Oh yeah. We like play D&D. This
yeah,
is like
Dungeons right and Dragons. Yeah,
Dungeons and Dragons. Because yeah. we have no time mm-hmm. to really actually do this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We'll probably have a section one day on just Dungeons and Dragons and talking about stuff.
And just how fucking retarded we are.
yeah.
All the time. Oh wait, mm-hmm. shouldn't have said the R word.
Oh yeah.
I'm
yeah,
sorry
censored.
If I offended
you. Censored. Censored.
Can't.
Oh. That's so good.
Yeah. No.
Oh man. Sorry, hey, we're gonna lose our one person that's listening in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're like really ADHD. Yeah. Sean's the only one that actually has this.
I have ADD, okay, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway,
whatever your illnesses.
My illnesses. I'm dying here. Anywho.
Probably.
Yeah. Anywho. But yeah, I feel like we should also like do like when we do our shows, like also talk about new video games that are coming out and stuff. And
I mean, I don't keep up with that stuff. Really
I do. I do.
Well, then you can talk yeah. about it and I can even learn something.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, Diablo 4 is coming out. That's
oh, exactly.
like the only thing I've been on. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
dude, I've been thinking about Doom Eternal coming out.
Oh shit. I totally forgot about that.
They delayed it, which I'm fine with. Because that gives them more time to add more stuff and fix things before it comes out like a buggy mess that, you know, games come out nowadays.
Like,
messes.
Was it in like Fallout 76 or something was like
that? Yeah, Fallout 76. Yeah, but the thing is, Doom is like a single player kind of. Well, it does have its multiplayer side. Yeah, you know, Fallout 76 was like, we're going to be multiplayer.
Which is why I don't understand why everyone gave them so much shit. It was their first multiplayer.
Yeah, that's
game.
The thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was fun. You could be anything you wanted to do. I decided to be a farmer. In that game. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I didn't even attack anybody. I just farmed food and stuff. And if someone came around, I'd be like, don't hurt me.
Food. Leave. Here's some food.
Yeah. Oh, we have another one. Brock.
Brock, yo.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Or, well, man, I don't know. We don't judge here. Or should we judge here?
No.
We're judging. No, we're not judging.
Shut up.
We're not judging.
We don't judge.
We're not judging.
That's
we're not judging.
Not
yeah.
fair to those
This is
people.
Anything and everything zone.
It wasn't their fault that they wanted to be different. I mean, maybe it was.
Man, we are speaking the retarded. I can't say that word. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, maybe it doesn't offend them, but like.
Yeah, at the same time, we got to be careful with what we say, man.
Do you think these people are from Massachusetts?
Oh yeah, guys, we're from Massachusetts. I don't know where you guys are from. Can we get a shout out? No,
yeah, you're just gonna like.
Yeah, we're from Connecticut. Oh, that's cool.
If you're from Connecticut. Actually, I'm not gonna say that. We already have two viewers.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
No, fuck Connecticut. I'm just gonna say
oh,
it.
Oh, jeez. Oh my God. Why? What's wrong with Connecticut?
That state in New Jersey, retarded states.
Why?
Their highway systems are actually retarded.
They do have some. Yeah, they do have some hard times.
How does that? This make sense? New Jersey's exits are on the fucking left.
Oh
and
yeah.
You get on the left.
Uh huh.
That's and weird. Then there's that just the random one on the right, and you're like, where the fuck does that even fit in?
Mm-hmm.
All their service plazas are on the left. Why would you do that? You have to get in to the fast lane.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, enter the live studio. What does that even mean? What is the live studio?
Are we the live studio?
I would think so. Let's enter the live studio. Maybe we're just being dumb. Oh, four on line three.
Dude.
Whoa, we are gaining popularity, are we? No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, really probably not.
No.
We're probably going to try to do this every Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, somewhere around there. For ha-has.
If you guys want to listen in every Friday or Saturday, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the record stopped.
Get up and fix it. No, just kidding.
You talk.
You know, yeah. Oh, no, we lost one. Oh, yeah, Brock. He said law for LOL for awesome. Hey, thanks, man. Or woman. Thank you. Pretty sweet.
What gender he is?
Yeah, what's your gender, man? What's your, or woman? Dude.
Wait, maybe you can just call them all it.
No, we shouldn't be like, oh, our fans are its. That's rude as hell.
I mean, maybe they're actually from the Addams Family.
Oh, he's a male. He's a male.
Okay,
sweet.
That's good.
We are all males here.
And maybe
well, maybe, I don't know, because there's a Muhammad
MZT.
No, it's Muhammad MZT. Which is pretty cool. Hey, bro. Oh, Brock, are you from like Massachusetts? Or are you from, you know, somewhere else in the world?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, this is so sweet.
dude.
Man, we have our first. No. Brock's also gonna be on our what's it called?
Our podcast.
Yeah, podcast wall.
One day, Brock is coming in live.
Rhode Island. He's from Rhode Island.
Okay, that's a respectable state. I'm pretty sure.
All right, right?
Yeah, Rhode Island.
Sorry, I'm kind of. I'm really slow sometimes. That's cool. No, I love Rhode Island. Your beaches are great.
Rhode Island's pretty cool. They have the Battleship Cove. That's a pretty cool place.
Oh, that's sweet. Man, hopefully one day we can meet up with our fans, especially you, Brock. Especially you, man.
You started it all,
man.
You
started it all. Yep.
Just for you.
Anywho, but yeah. That's sweet and all. So, Brock, what do you think we should be talking about, man?
Oh yeah, give us a topic.
Yeah, give us a topic. We'll go right away on it.
It's just gonna be something we have no idea what it is. From way far away. That's a funny way to say that.
From way far away, Rhode Island. I love it. Great. Amazing.
If that was actually the city.
Yeah, we'll just keep talking. I mean, Brock, if you have a conversation, I mean, the thing you want us to talk about or anything,
go for it.
Go for it.
Maybe he's thinking or looking up some stuff.
Yeah, maybe he is.
It's going to be like fucking like hentai. I'm like, whoa, oh, man. Bro, what the fuck is that?
Hey, give me a second, man. I'll get my collection. This is art.
No. We don't watch that.
He might. I'm just kidding.
No.
Anywho.
I mean, we don't judge if you do, but like, we don't. Don't even.
Anywho, all right. Let's see. We already talked about school a little bit.
This is really bad. We don't even know what we're fucking talking about.
I mean, it's anything and everything. Like, anything that comes to mind. We talked about work. I mean, you know what I miss about school?
What?
Other than just like having, I mean, being able to talk to people.
Dude, I guess.
Yeah, I miss just like. Also being in shop. Oh, we were in a welding shop. You already talked about, like, you know, welding and stuff. We both know it and we loved it. I still love it. I'm just not in it at the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to just be a welder, but that is having its own complications.
Yep. But I just miss being in shop, you know.
The shop just, environment was very calming, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, at first, like, I hated it. I was like,
yeah,
teacher's always up your ass, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But, like, once you really know your shit, they just like...
They let you go and you just do your job. It was great. I do miss being in shop. I mean, the other stuff was cool. You know, being in classes and that was just whatever.
Don't lie to them.
I'm not lying. I missed being in class. Just being able to talk to, you know, people my age around. Because now I'm just in an environment where people are just older. That's a very
true point.
You know what I mean? Because being in group projects, that was my favorite, you know? Especially when you had a good group.
I always hated group projects because none of my friends were actually in my classes.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of why.
See, that's the difference because I always had like maybe one. Or if I didn't have any, I would try to make new friends in that class.
Yeah.
It was a good idea to not turn the lights on outside so your stupid friends don't find the house.
What are you talking about?
Well, you left all the lights off, so that's good.
We'll be right back. Give us a second. We are back. I miss having, like, you know, being in class and doing stuff like that. Mohai entered the live.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, nice. That's fun.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to
Abomination. Our
reality check.
Nope, abomination. We're changing it.
There's three. So basically, hold up. We had a total of five people on, and two are online. Brock is still online.
Maybe that's the people that
it's,
were like.
No, it's that's a totally like a total of five people.
Yeah, we're in here.
But three online right now is us, Mohai, and Brock. Dude, Brock. Oh, Brock's still in here. Mohai left the chat.
Dude, what a.
Nah, hey, where's our sixth? I'm just kidding. Anywho, I miss being able to be in a group and just figuring things out. Your first podcast? Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Sorry, it's kind of crappy, but
yeah,
this is all we're.
We wanted to get it started. Because if we didn't start it today, we're probably not going to start for another couple weeks.
Yeah, like, so, we've been wanting to do this for months.
Yeah, this is definitely been in the works for since, like, what, last year, January, September?
Something like that. We were on an accounting field trip.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it all went.
Oh, yeah, that's how. All right, so should we even say how we got our name, or should we leave that for later?
I mean,
we'll tell you, Brock. We'll let you know, Brock. So, Brock. Oh, wait. You know what? We're probably going to upload it, and everyone's going to know. Maybe we should just let them know now.
I don't care.
And we'll keep retelling
it. Just tell the story.
So, Brock, me and my friend here, Eric, we went to an accounting project. Field trip. And it was at Elms College, right?
Sure.
It was like an all-women's college, but now it has some guys in it or whatever. Anywho, so we were there, and we just wanted to get out of the school like good kids that we are. And we had to do like this what was it?
I mean, it was like they were like put you in a, like a pretend.
Oh yeah, like a real life situation type of thing.
Yeah,
you had to figure out how you're gonna get your money and all this stuff.
And it was very unrealistic.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but they did their best. I give them that. But there was this one station because they had like little
like event
things around with people sitting down in different chairs and whatever. And there was this one, it was like a spinny thing. What was it called? One of those spinny things.
You had to mention it. I don't know.
I don't know. It had one of those
prizes on it or whatever.
Or you lost things.
Well, for this one, you did.
Yeah, you win. Yeah, but no, this one you won or lost. But anyway, we got up there and it had.
Oh,
we were trying to.
I was on mute.
You're on mute the whole time. Look at that, Brock. We are so bad at this. We are so bad at this.
I turned that back on.
Yeah,
it happened a lot in Xbox.
Yeah, it happens to me on PS4. So basically, we had a lot of plus and minus trips, minuses trips. What does that mean?
What?
Wow, a lot of plus and minuses trip. Oh, yeah, I guess so. It was a plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, legit. Plus and minus trip.
Dude, I like that he's interacting.
Yeah.
He's actually, like, listening. He's not.
We
just,
have
like,
made a new friend. Accounting. Oh, we are dumb. We are so dumb.
I mean, that was a weird way of saying that, but yeah, Brock, we should have gotten
that.
Yeah,
we should have gotten that. I think I failed that class. Like, I didn't need it to graduate, so
neither
did
I. I failed last term. I got, like, a 30.
I was like, I don't want your class. Oh, so anyways, let me get back on topic before we get out of here. What was it? So, basically, we found one of the stations. I had one of those spinning wheel things where you win things or lose things. And the name of it was Reality Check. But we've been thinking of trying to find a name for a podcast.
Yeah. That,
and we were with our friend Matt. We'll talk about Matt later on. But
subject.
He is a great subject. And basically, I'm pretty sure he's the one who pointed it out. He was like, Matt was like, hey, that's a great name for the podcast. And me and you looked at each other and we're like, oh shit, that's it right there, man. That's gonna be our name. Eric and Sean's Reality Check.
Yeah, dude.
And boom. And then we got microphones like at
Best Buy. I don't know. That was like a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago. And we've just been so busy that we haven't had time. But here we are now. Here we are now.
Yeah, finally.
Can we get a clap now? Can we get a clap on that?
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't like that. We should make our own clapping.
Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that. But yeah. So that's how our name came about. Other than that. Radio Underland has entered the live
He's
studio.
Probably gonna leave too.
Yeah, he probably is, but it's all good. At least we have Brock.
We
only need Brock. Eric and Sean's Big City. Hey, that's also a good one. Brock just gave us that
dude,
one.
Dude, Brock, you're
Brock.
Like,
wait, hey Brock, can we like add you to a guest call in or something like that?
Does he have a mic?
Do you have a mic, Brock?
It's gonna be like He does.
Oh, you don't have a mic? Oh, that's all good, man. Don't worry. One day we'll have to like call you up or something. That'll be definitely cool to meet you guys.
Fuck these people. Radio Underland. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yep. But I like Eric and Sean's Big City. That's good
too.
No,
that's talking about.
I know. Yeah. But Brock gave
a
good
name.
Yeah.
That's actually.
We'll definitely have to like Maybe if we make an Instagram for our live show, our like podcast, that would be the name of it. Yeah, Big City Reality Check.
Oh, maybe. That's we'll think on it.
But no, we'll definitely have it down, though. So I don't know if I can copy that or whatever.
Why don't you just write it down on your phone?
Oh, yeah. I'm dumb. Anywho. Let's talk about water.
No.
Yeah, let's talk about water.
Is water wet?
Fuck you. No. Don't. No. No, no. Let's talk about water.
What's up?
Everyone needs it, right?
No shit.
Why? See, this is so stupid, but still,
why? Your body is water.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That's
so let's say we took water out of the equation, like there was no water on Earth. What would be the next big thing for, like, to take over for water, for, like, a resource?
That we need or just, like...
That would, like, take over water, like, the next thing.
Probably oxygen, maybe.
All right, yeah, oxygen. All right, all right.
Because, like, we need that a lot, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We are not smart people, but we're just talking about stuff.
Yeah, we...
What's the best water? You know how they have that... Like,
oh, yeah.
What do we get? Whoa, what do we do for fun? That's what Brock... What do we do for fun? We'll get back to the water thing in a minute.
Brock doesn't want to hear about us talking about water.
He's like, yeah, these guys are talking about water. What are they, he's like, stupid?
He's probably I'm going to leave if they keep talking about water.
Yeah, you're
what
right.
What do we do for fun? I bowl.
I play video games. And I do go, that as well. I run. I also go to the gym. Pretty boring stuff, but, you know, trying to get fit.
I bowl a lot. I've been bowling for 7 years.
I'm trying to get back into playing Frisbee.
Ooh.
Like Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, I love Frisbee.
Yeah. It's such a – because it's – I don't know. It's such an interesting sport. Because it's kind of like football.
It's like something soccer. That's like not like very popular, but like
– it's popular in some colleges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, PVPA.
Yeah.
Like whatever school thing. Charter
they
school.
May take shower by water. Oh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Take me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
what else? I don't really do a lot of things for fun. I like to drive. I go
drives a lot. You know what's funny? I would hate as a kid, like my parents would be like, hey, we're going for a drive. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, we talked about
I'm
this.
Like, dude, seriously? Like, why? Why do we need to go to... Take a ride. Where are we going to go? I always wanted to know the destination. Like, if we're going somewhere, we have to, like, go somewhere.
That's how I used to be, though. Like, and then, like, last year hit me. I was just like, I don't care where I'm going.
Yep, legit. I'm like, wow, I got a car, and I can go anywhere right now. And it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's because...
It's like, kind of nice to get, like, lost, too. Like, if you're just, like, trying to get lost, you're not frustrated about getting lost. It's only, like, when you're like, oh, no, I can't get lost. Then you get lost, and you're like,
yeah. Like, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I have... an hour to get ready, then I have to drive an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If I screw anything up on that drive, I am not getting to work on time.
Yeah. Yep. But other things about, like, I mean, I don't know what it is about just driving and why it's relaxing and why is it, it's like, not really fun, but it's just to calm down.
There's, you know? Like a lot which of things fun. About driving that honestly aren't very fun, but like just driving, it's in general, is just fun. But like, then yeah. You gotta like add in traffic. The weather, like some weather is just shitty to drive in.
Brock just like mentioned something. He's like, driving is fun. Always something new to see. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That is 100%. Like that's what.
Sunday, mm-hmm. Me and my sister were taking a drive.
Yep.
We were in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough. But I was trying to find this haunted road that I couldn't remember exactly where it was.
I remember you guys were talking about that.
Because we found it, like, I don't know if it was, like, a few weeks ago. We were trying to find it again,
mm-hmm.
And we couldn't. But we found this other road.
Yeah.
Literally just teleports you into, like, a whole other dimension. I swear to God. Like,
yeah.
Open fields. Like, there's a sunrise. There's mountains. There's, like, a whole, like, rock wall. Like, it was gorgeous. Yeah, I don't even.
Huh. And that was in Connecticut?
It was just randomly in Connecticut off this, like, side street.
That's crazy. On. Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Probably... that'd be a good place to take some pictures.
For sure.
Yeah. And especially around this time, like maybe last week or earlier this week, it would be good to like, cause I know a lot of artists like to come to Massachusetts during this time. Like when the fall leaves are like
when the leaves are just starting to change and fall off. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New England is just a beautiful place during the fall.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I mean, there's so many things to look at.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to look out here. Yeah. But the people are just another topic. Oh, man.
I hate the people of New England.
Yeah, they can be...
Including us.
Yeah, and no, yeah, we suck. We're horrible people.
We are horrible.
We are dirtiest. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
No, we don't fit in Massachusetts at all.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I'm like, whoa, things are going on around here, and I'm like...
Like how they wanted to ban the word bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That was
how do you guys... Thing. Driving to Key West is the best. I have not driven to Key West.
Neither have I.
We're going to have to drive to Key West. Rock, we're going to have to get back to you on that one, man. We'll have a topic on that.
How far away is Key West?
Yeah, write that down. Right? I mean, look that up right now. So, yeah, we're gonna figure that out. We'll probably take his word on it. I'm taking his word on it. I don't even know this guy, and I'm taking his word on it.
It's going to be like a cliff, and we're going to drive right off it. It's in Florida.
It's in Florida?
It's in Florida.
Wait, I think I've been there. I'm probably dumb.
It's literally on the tip of Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I've been there.
Yeah, it's an island. It's like...
You know, I do like Florida, but their water is weird. Have you ever had, like, their water? Dude, I don't know.
I got to Florida once, mm-hmm. and I was sick with pink eye.
Oh, yeah, but that was, like, when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I was 4. Yep. I don't remember it, but it's probably awful.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What was it? Yeah, I don't know what it is about Florida's water. You will love it in lots of water. Thanks, bro. Water. Thanks.
They're just gonna know us for the water thing.
Yeah, anything and everything and water. That's just what it's gonna be. Oh man. But yeah, their water is weird in Florida. Like it has a weird taste.
You said that to like 7 times.
I don't care. It tastes weird.
Yeah, there are like some
South Carolina
like aqua
too.
Water or whatever that like aqua
I don't
whatever
know,
water mm-hmm. bottle. That water tastes weird.
Yeah. And also
Polar
you gotta
Springs
be
tastes good.
I've heard you also have to be careful in Florida when you're like taking crap or whatever on the toilet that a snake bite be in the toilet
yeah.
bowl. Like that's scary. Imagine you just like, you know, greetings from Brazil. Hey, from Brazil?
Holy
I'm Portuguese.
Holy shit.
I'm Portuguese.
I'm
my
American.
Dad's from Portugal, but I'm born in America. But yeah. Greetings to Brazil. I hope it's great there.
Speak some Portuguese or something.
Why?
I don't know. It's cool.
Olá, como está? Tudo bem?
Yeah, see? It's Portuguese.
Yeah.
I know. Como está?
Como está?
Como está?
Hey, é tudo bem. Oh, that's great. That's good, man.
Oh, man.
Ethnicity. This is great. This
culture.
Is great.
I love culture.
We have a fan base.
Of 3 people, my bad.
Well, we're the 4th. I mean, we're the first.
What?
We're like number 1, so it's like only 3 people. But anyways, what? You guys are cool. Nice to meet you all. I hope everything's going good for you guys.
How's it like in Brazil?
Yeah, how is the weather in Brazil? We're not going to wait for him to answer, so we're going to continue.
I was like, are we just going to sit in silence?
We're like, oh, man.
What's his name?
Fabio. The end. It's so fucking hot all days.
Dude,
so true.
It's just starting to get cold here.
Yeah, we're in Massachusetts, and it's like basically the top of America. I'm pretty sure you know that, but just wanted to let you know. But yeah, it's about to be winter time here. We have snow coming on Tuesday. You know that?
And tomorrow.
Apparently. And tomorrow.
It was actually snowing a little bit today at where I was working.
Really? No, I'm good. I'm not ready. I have to. When it starts snowing bad, I might have to come in early for my work to like.
Shovel
and use a...
That new guy.
Oh, that new guy, yeah.
He can shovel. You don't have to do it.
No, I still have to do it. No. I know, I wish.
Just call in and be like, I'm not shoveling, I'll come in later.
Yeah, most of North... Oh! He's in northern Brazil. That's so good. Jeez. We have two brothers. Hot and fucking hot.
I love that.
That is great. Jesus Christ, that is great. Oh man. Yeah, in Portugal it does snow though.
Like well, it's kind of it is a little it's like a north
it's like if you from Massachusetts us. It's literally like in
oh, is
line.
It right
it's,
across?
It's
I
right
it
across.
Higher.
I don't I'm let's look up on the map. Let's look on the map. All right. So, map of Portugal. So yeah, because I always let's just do this. Let's get on this thing here. Google Maps.
This is a really handy laptop.
Yeah, look it. Oh, Massachusetts, right?
It's actually a little south.
Right there, right?
Is it not?
No, it's literally across, dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so, and it does snow. My dad is from Nazareth, which is a little up north from Lisbon. And so it's like northern Portugal. But anywho. Oh,
that's where Lisbon is.
Mm-hmm. Lisbon is like the capital. Before that, though, did you know that it wasn't the capital? Because there was another capital. I forgot where it was exactly, but there was like an earthquake that destroyed it. So they made Lisbon the capital, which is pretty cool. But yeah.
All right. It's crazy. We don't feel like rebuilding.
Not just move right there. Or yeah, I don't know. Maybe
civilizations, city, they're city states in the game. They're kind of just like a neutral party thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Lisbon is one of the city states. And I was like, I wonder where that is. And I never like look it up because I'm too lazy for that.
Yeah, yep, yep. But yeah, the food there is really. Oh, so me and Eric are both from Massachusetts in America. Yeah, it's pretty boring, but you know, it's like, quiet. It might be getting louder here though.
Yeah, there's a real good time for real estate coming up.
Yeah,
I've been kind of trying to get into that as well, so I think it'd be cool.
Yeah,
design some homes.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a real big creative person recently.
Same here. I just like doing also not like huge projects, but small projects that, you know, it's kind of like toys almost.
Like your bracelet that you
make? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make jewelry. I like just designing in that type of sense of just like things you could play with or just things that are handy. Because I like in an artistic way, things that are handy in an artistic way. That's what I would like to say that I do. But other than that, yeah. But I feel like in Massachusetts right now, there is a big chance if things can go right for us, things will start booming again.
Yeah, Massachusetts is definitely, there's going to be things happening there, I feel like, in the next 5 years.
Because we just had a casino move in Springfield, which is close to us.
Which is going to help
boost
that economy, which will help probably boost Chicopee and Holyoke, which where we live is in Chicopee.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're not saying our zip codes.
This is where I
security.
Live.
I live on. That's good. But yeah, it's. I feel like it's a good time, and just the start of something big happening.
Yeah.
And if people are going to jump on that, that's great. If they don't, then we're just going to be stuck as a quiet place.
I don't know. Wasn't there supposed to be like a train track from like Springfield to Boston supposed to be happening?
That's probably not going to happen until a couple more years.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was like approved or not.
It will help. I feel like it will help a lot. I just feel also that, it's not because, my grandfather, he was also like, he also like knew about, things getting built and stuff. And he would also help out with that. And there was a bridge in, I think it's West Springfield. You know that green bridge? It used to be just one. And like before he died, he like a couple.
I've had a big dream to meet Baltimore, but everyone tells me about violence from the city that scares me.
I don't know too much about Baltimore. I know Chicago's pretty violent.
I feel like you shouldn't let violence
stop you from living your dreams.
Just be very cautious. Just if you want to go there, but just be very cautious. That's all you got to do. Make sure, like, what is it? Before you go there, learn about the area. If you have a friend there, maybe you don't. Just try to get a guide, maybe. You know what I mean? Because you could find guides, because that's a big thing in New York.
Yeah.
In New York, you can get a guide. It's also helpful if you have someone who lives in that area. But, you know, just look it up, see like a map where things are, maybe police reports. Watch The Wire. What is that about Baltimore? Man, I don't even know. Yes, that helps you a lot. That helps you.
Since you're in Brazil, I don't know how you would get that over to America, but like
if you drive, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. Get across the border.
That's a long trip.
I think the Wire is like a show or something. Maybe that person's trying to give us advice. Go watch the Wire.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually watching The Breaking Bad. And I have to say, dude, that show is really good. I'm really surprised because it's always been on my list to watch, right? I just never had time to like sit down and watch it. And now I have, and it's really good.
I don't like watching TV.
Yeah, me neither. The thing is, there's some shows that I can sit down and watch.
Well, I mean, like, we all have those shows, but like, really, like, I didn't watch TV for like a good like 5 years.
I haven't watched TV in a while. I still haven't. Like, I just genuinely haven't watched.
Like, I've been like starting to get into movies again, which honestly is probably better than watching TV shows, in my opinion.
Yeah. Because
you don't get sucked in. Because I watched James and the Giant Peach last night.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the wackest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Brock brought up a good point. It depends on where you go in the city. Yes, of course.
It's a crime show set in Baltimore. That's pretty cool.
Tom, so we're doing a sip of beer every time you guys said like. Oh, guess what? Like.
Don't overdo it. We don't want to get them drunk.
I want them to get drunk.
I don't.
You know why? Because then they're going to have a blast and they're going to keep on watching. Yeah. Like. I was kidding.
No, there's a scene in How I Met Your Mother. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but there's a character, Robin, and she was a news lady, and she'd say, but I'm a lot.
Oh, yeah. I knew someone like that.
They made like? I'm going to kill you. They made a drinking game out of that. They watch news, and then every time she says, but they drink.
Yeah.
It'd be like a shot of like whiskey or something.
Radio Underland. So how's the beer looking like?
Oh, Tom's dead.
Is that? Thank you, Fabio. Have a good one. Stay safe out there. I don't know why I yelled that. You know what? Portuguese people do that. Like older people, since they never like had a phone, like my grandparents, when they look like. God damn it. I'm going to stop saying like. Hopefully.
Dude, I don't.
My grandparents, what was it? Tom and myself were doing a sip. Tom's dead. Oh, got it. Well, how about you? Are you doing good? See ya, Brock. Have a good one.
We're gonna have to end this anyways.
Yeah. But this was a good one. This was fun.
This wasn't bad for a first time. It's not terrible.
Yeah. Radio Underland, are you still alive out there? Over.
Over.
How is Tom doing? Is he actually dead?
Or were you just like, was that whole thing like a joke?
Probably not a joke. Not sober, but alive. Ah, he's okay. He's okay.
Wait, did we say like a?
Did we use that word too much? I'm pretty sure we did. Yes.
Well, you like said it like 17 times.
Really?
But, like before that.
Good first time. Thank you, Brock. Have a good one, man.
Come back soon.
Yeah, we'll probably do this next Friday or Saturday.
Maybe one of the days.
One of those days. But yeah, we'll definitely do this again, and we'll probably have a.
We'll actually have probably better content.
We are fun. Radio Underland said, "Nah, you guys are," and he had the word "fine." You know the word and fine.
Uh huh. What a guy.
We'll try to keep you guys alive.
Yeah.
What?
Shut up! I will throw a charger at you.
Oh man, that's great. Oh man, yeah, this was fun. I enjoyed it. I would love to do it again. You know what? Maybe we. Oh, this was your first time listening to any podcast? Wow, you caught us like. I said like, damn it.
Yeah,
you caught us.
You caught us at like the.
Damn it! You caught
at the
us
perfect time. Yep.
You caught us perfectly, man.
Yeah, this is our
this
first
is
one.
Awesome. This is awesome.
We went on like a probably
this is
like
crazy.
A 5 minute rant about like the story of how we created it. We're not going to do that again.
Brock said the word and then really.
That's going to become something.
That's going to be. Yeah. Well, you know what? Anything and everything like the big city.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh yeah. 39 minutes. That's pretty good. That went by pretty fast though.
Yeah. It did. I was like checking the time like periodically. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa.
You don't have to check the time. Just check this. Boom. Right there.
What?
It shows the time.
Oh.
Snap. Oh yeah. So. For you guys who had like just joined, like Radio Under, God damn it, I said like, dude, sorry,
Radio
keep drinking,
Underland
keep
has
drinking,
been on this, like,
keep drinking,
on this for like a while now.
Yeah, yes, he has been
just like joined.
I know, so he must have been like, damn it. So him and Tom are like, damn it! Why do I keep doing it? It's just the way we talk. I feel like
that's a Massachusetts
that
thing.
That is a Massachusetts thing.
No one ever anywhere
well, maybe
else
it's not.
Does it.
I don't know.
Maybe maybe it's just a Chicopee thing.
It might be. I'm listening, lol.
Oh, I know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Didn't Brock say he was leaving?
Well, maybe he wanted to stay a while.
We're watching you, Brock.
Brock, you are welcome here. And when you want to come back, you can come back. We'll always be here for you.
That was creepy.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, though.
Yeah. First yeah, two fans, I guess.
Fans, right, yeah. With quotations.
Yeah. For sure. What should we tell him, like, a time, maybe? Like,
I mean, it'll probably roughly be an hour.
No, yeah, yeah. So, like, our shows will probably run over an hour. But, like, I'm talking about – I don't care about the like anymore.
Oh,
you guys can get wasted if you want. For, like, damn it, next
Friday.
Friday.
It'll be probably between, like, 4 and 5.
4-ish, 5-ish.
Latest 6-ish. Probably 4 between 4 and 6.
Yeah.
That's probably
that's gonna be our show times,
and if there's any like changes, I don't know.
Maybe we could like, god damn it, sorry guys, like have on our like fucking
what's it called
account page. We could have the
something.
Like, hey, we're gonna be on at 4, 5, 6. Okay. Where's our time zone? We are
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
I mean,
right now it's 5:32 for us.
Exactly. 5:32.
Yeah.
We should also put that on our account. Like, find us.
Maybe
at...
we should just make a Instagram thing now. No. Wait.
We'll leave that be later. We'll just end it and then we'll figure that out. But yeah, so we are Eastern Time. Entered the live studio. Oh, did we leave the live studio?
Oh,
see, that's why we should have two
computers
or just two things going at once. So when we leave,
when
we
I
don't...
get my laptop, mm-hmm. I can do research mm-hmm. and we can just keep this going.
Yeah, exactly. See, we are new to this. I'm yeah. pretty sure you guys know that, but
they definitely
we
know
are.
We've said it a
we
lot.
Are the biggest noobs here.
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to podcasts before. Yeah. I kind of know you. Well, I kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what's your favorite soda before we like end up leaving this? What's your favorite soda? Yeah.
I really like Sprite.
Yeah.
I mean,
tell me why you like Sprite. Cause I love Sprite too.
Okay. I really like the combination of the lemon and lime. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
like I hate like lemons and limes, but
yep.
like the combination of that
is really
soda,
yep.
it's probably just because it's artificial or whatever, but like, I just really love that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I already knew that you liked Sprite, and you already
yeah.
knew that I like Sprite. But
dude,
for you guys,
yeah, oh my gosh, Sprite! By I don't God. Know what it is. Have you ever had McDonald's Sprite though,
dude?
That
I don't
is
eat McDonald's.
That is on another level, of Sprite, dude.
I don't believe that.
No, dude, it's a meme too. It's
a meme.
It's a meme. Like
Where
McDonald's.
Have I been missing?
Dude, I'm gonna have to bring you to McDonald's and just get you a large Sprite. That thing, when you take a swig, it's just like. Yeah, like you're gone. You're gone. Like,
dude, I got the chills. I'm sorry I made that noise, but like,
no, yeah, that's what happens. You get the chills when you take a swig of McDonald's Sprite. And I know McDonald's probably isn't like the best place to eat, but
no, because it's got crappy food.
Mm-hmm. Fiona.
Whoa,
going,
dude,
Fiona?
Like five people just joined. Holy
hey,
crap.
Actually, wait, no. I was gonna say, isn't that the first person they like joined? But
no, there's different
yeah.
letters.
I like Dr. Pepper because it's like 23 flavors like rolled into one. Oh, that's cool. Is that actually a thing? Because
I don't
really know
drink,
about sodas.
I don't really drink Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot about Dr. Pepper, but if that's like true, that's pretty cool.
You know, 7-Up, it tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Really?
Like legit Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. I bought it once. I don't remember why,
yep.
but yeah, that was that.
Southern California thing. Oh!
Okay. I have a cousin that lives in California.
Yeah, we are from the other side. We're from the East Coast. Represent. You're like, shut up, East Coast motherfuckers. And we're like, okay.
It's a battle now.
Yeah. Let's fight. Let's fight. No, it's good.
Well, we did that once. We dueled.
Oh, we duel.
No, we don't. But, like, we dueled once.
Yeah, we did once. It's fun.
Uh-oh. Whoa, I was not expecting that sound.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I thought it was going to be like, oh.
We have to get our own, like, music, too.
Yeah.
I like how we can do that.
Yeah.
How do we not say the word like anymore for these guys? We have to find another word. That
I think it's just because, the anxious of...
Yeah.
Of starting your own podcast.
Like, it's not even that big of a deal, but, like, it's so cool.
Because, like,
you're
talking
like
a microphone.
Yeah, I don't talk a lot. Like, I'm always the person that listens to the group. Oh, what does he say? It's an age thing. My co-host, Mizzy, says, like, 24/7. Oh! Who's the co-host, though?
Honestly, I don't. I honestly wouldn't battle for that position. I don't care really who's the co-host.
Yeah, me neither.
It's kind of just like we both thought
we're both co-hosts. Reality Check is the host.
Yeah, we're just,
we're just talking for the Reality Check.
Yeah, we want to make sense of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
But Radio Underland has his own podcast. That's cool. We'll probably have to listen to you guys for sure. We should write down their.
If you guys want, tell us it.
Yeah.
We'll
definitely listen to you guys because we would love to, have some more topics to talk about and, not to try to steal anything, but don't worry about it. I was just messing with you guys about the like. Oh, thanks, man. We were really self-conscious about that.
You were? I didn't care.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I didn't
care. Were you actually drinking, though, Radio Underland? We're not going to wait because... You know, we always ask, like, they responded real quick. That's cool. That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. We don't support underage drinking, so I'm just making sure.
Shut the fuck up. Yes,
you do. Oh, man. But, yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. So, to all our Massachusetts fans out there.
There are no Massachusetts
fans. No, not live, but when we let them know that we have a podcast.
Oh, true.
Dude, shout out to all the peeps that know us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about you guys once. We're not going to say your name. Maybe we'll give them a name, but we're not going to actually say their name.
I mean, I did say
Brianna,
but...
Yeah, but Brianna doesn't care.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah.
She's like a hippie. It's fine.
Wow, rude, but... I'm just kidding.
Rude?
Good luck on podcasting. Yes, it is. Yeah, it can be a lot. You know what? I'm already liking it.
I like it. It was kind of weird at first.
Radio on the Land.
I was just like, I don't know what to say at all, but you kind of just go.
Yeah, you just go. And
it's
that's
like
what
writing. You just kind of just go with the flow.
Yep. Yep, indeed.
I've been recently wanting to do like short stories,
mm-hmm.
like short horror stories, making them really creepy.
Yeah. It's actually fun and it's kind of easy depending on the subject. You can't really go into depth until you have like what you want to do.
Because
when
like,
you know when you
like, want to do it, like, I get like stuff. I like can like make a story off of, like a picture like and I'll like just think about it and like mm-hmm. I'm like yeah I could definitely write a short story about that picture.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
But I really would like a laptop so I can just like sit in bed and do that. And,
Having a laptop is it's really nice. I enjoy it.
Yeah, because my laptop
and my mom also got me one of those little like pens that you can draw with.
Well, yours is a touch screen, so like it's like totally different.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna get like a gaming laptop mm-hmm. and sit in bed and play Steam and get fat.
I feel that. I can't get fat. I have a really fast metabolism. But I have a couple people that call me a fat boy.
At work?
Not at work. Just like some friends. They call me fat boy. Didn't talk about anything, but always have some. Yes. See that we just wanted to get this like on the air and get it started for our first one, but the next one for sure we're going to have material.
Yeah, this was kind of just like a dry run.
Yeah, we had to do this because if we didn't, it was going to be a while. Yeah, yeah. If we didn't do this, we weren't going to do this for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, this was like
we had. Yeah,
go with it.
Mm-hmm. And if we didn't do it, then shoot. We probably wouldn't be here. Anyways, but yeah, thank you guys for listening in. I hope you all have a good one and stay safe out there because, the world's getting crazier every 2 seconds.
Actually, play it risky. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, put all your cards in and get all that cash. I'm just kidding. Get rich out there, guys. Love you.
No, we don't.
Oh, we love you.
No,
and good luck to you too, Radio Underland. We'll definitely look into you guys. All right. See you guys.